Today's reading is in Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 1. Matthew 6, verse 1. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. I think a good way to describe what Jesus is talking about here is motivation. What's your motivation for the things that you do? He talks about two things. He talks about giving to the needy, and he talks about praying. Is your motivation when you give so that you can get recognition for it? When you pray, are you praying so that people will notice how pious you are by the things that you say? Or notice that you pray often because you do so in a way in which people take notice? Or are you praying because you want to communicate with the Heavenly Father? Now, hopefully it's the latter. But Jesus is warning against improper motivations. We all know that it feels good to get some recognition once in a while. We all know that, you know, a little pat on the back doesn't hurt. But if we start doing things in order to gain that pat on the back, that's where a problem really begins to creep up. And this improper attitude begins to settle in, and then all the real meaning behind what we were doing is lost along the way. So realize the issue is not don't pray in public, and the issue is not don't ever give to somebody if somebody else can see it. No, the issue is, what's our motivation for doing those things? Because there are going to be times in which we pray in public and that can be noticed. There are times in which we might help somebody and that can be seen by other people. It's not the being seen part that's the issue. It's whether we're doing it to be seen. We have other instances in which Jesus tells us that we should do things in such a way that it glorifies God our Father, even in the hearts of others. So there are times in which people will see our good works and glorify God. So then we have to harmonize with what Jesus is saying. So Jesus warns about those that give that they might be praised or pray that they might be seen. And he's talking about, you know, playing to an audience. And that's an easy trap to fall into. For example, if you say certain things that everybody agrees with, you might get a lot of amens. Well, are you saying it because you agree with it? Are you saying it because it's something needful to say? Or are you saying it because you know that everybody will like that you said it? So that trap can be easy to fall into, whether we're talking about, you know, public prayer in an assembly, it could be teaching a class, preaching a sermon. That motivation can settle in without even realizing it. So Jesus said, if that's your reason for doing these things or saying these things, then that's all the reward you're going to get. You'll get that praise of men on this earth, but that's it. You're not getting anything from God. But he says, if you do it in secret, in other words, if you do it for the right reasons with the right motivations, then God will reward you. And that's a huge difference. The difference between being rewarded by the praise of men or being rewarded by God. Obviously, we want to be rewarded by God. There are no blessings for doing the right things with the wrong motivation or the wrong heart. I'm going to read to you a paragraph on this passage written by Jacob Hudgens. He says, "You are not my audience. God did not make me so that I could try to take pride and value from my popularity or the respect of others. Jesus did not come to earth and offer himself so that we would all be impressed with each other. God is the audience that matters, the reward that we seek, and the one we want to see our hearts and actions." And that's very, very true. It is God whom we must please. It is God whom we must have allegiance to. And it is these spiritual and righteous things that should be our motivation. If we say or do or don't say or do certain things, simply based on the way people will react to them, we probably should do a little examination and decide whether we are developing an improper motive. But nonetheless, our allegiance is to God, and we need to focus on that particular aspect. And that's something that we can pray for today, that we do the right things for the right reasons in order to please our Heavenly Father and gain His approval and His blessings. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.